Warning, this story contains references to drugs and hoo-haws. Again, listener discretion is advised. Welcome to this week's Listener Stories mini episode of Florida Man. I'm Phil.
And I'm Joel, and this is the shorter version of our show where we read you the Florida Man type stories you, the listeners, have sent in from your parts of the world.
News stories from your local area. Personal stories where someone you know did something Florida man like are things you have experienced where you encounter some dumbass or you were that dumbass.
And this week, we didn't have an email, but a lot of folks have tagged us online on Twitter and Facebook with their stories. I found it on Reddit, and Phil sent me the smoking gun article, so that's where we're going
to
start.
So I would like to acknowledge I did participate in the story curating process.
Absolutely, you did. And you could read the first story, and then I'll read the follow-up.
There's two?
Yeah.
There's a follow-up?
There is a follow-up.
No shit. All right. Here we go. A Louisiana woman arrested yesterday denied ownership of methamphetamine that was discovered inside of a plastic baggie lodged in her hoo-ha, according to a probable cause affidavit.
In mine.
Ain't mine. I don't know how they got in there.
Nope. Not mine.
Where'd you get that?
Get what? Oh, the...
I'm playing along, Joel. Play along, okay?
Wasn't me.
We're role-playing, okay?
I don't know how that got in there.
Ashley Beth Rowland, age 23,
and
she ain't exactly ugly.
I was going to say, she's kind of a hottie.
Was questioned early Wednesday by police after a man accused her of stealing $5,000 from his home. The victim, Eugene Dix.
That's an unfortunate name. It's with an X.
It is. But told still. West Monroe Police Department officers that Rowland had stayed with him in his apartment for the last week.
And then she...
You know what's funny is from here on out, the entire story uses only his last name.
All right.
I'm going with it.
Go for it.
Dix alleged that while he was showering, Roland took his cash and left the residence. The affidavit identifies Dix as Roland's boyfriend.
So she stole from her boyfriend?
Apparently. During alleged boyfriend.
Allegedly.
During a subsequent interview with cops, Roland reportedly confessed to swiping the money, which was recovered during a quote, consensual search of Roland's person by a female correctional officer. Hmm. The exact amount seized from Roland was $6,233.
He didn't even know how much he had. He downplayed it. Mm-hmm. She stole like $5,000 from me. No, $6,000 plus.
So do you keep money in the house?
Not $6,000.
All right. If you did, I don't either, but I do keep some cash. Not a lot. Money keep, you know,
I got a jar of quarters and,
other than that, Joel, the point of the story I'm making is if you've got a lot of cash, now, if you had said $6,000, where would you keep the cash? Where would you hide it? You don't have it in your, you don't need that much walking around money, so it's not going to be in your wallet. Where would you keep it?
I would probably keep it, in a drawer. In
your sock drawer? Really? Yeah. You meant sock drawer?
I'm not that smart.
You're not. That's dumb, Joel. That's the worst place you could hide it.
Okay, where would you hide it?
In the fucking gun safe. I mean, obviously.
Well, if you got a safe, then
I'm going to put in a safe. If I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
If I didn't.
In the tampons box?
No. There's a little clip, little plastic piece that comes off. I'm not telling you where I would hide it. Maybe I would have some hidden there. I'm not saying that. No, hell no. You almost got me there, Joel. I almost said it. I ain't doing it.
You're the one that brought it up.
You tricked me. You tried to trick me into telling you where my hiding spots were, and I'm not going to do it.
Okay.
All right, here we go. The female jailer also discovered, quote, a clear plastic bag containing approximately 1 gram of methamphetamine inside Roland's hoo-ha. Yeah. The suspect, however, denied ownership of the meth.
Didn't know how it got there.
Now, I am pretty good. I do lose things. I do misplace things. You know, as I get older in age, get a little absent-minded and stuff, forget where I put my phone down, have to have somebody call my phone, can't find the remote. But if it's in a body cavity of mine, pretty sure I'd remember. Not that I've ever attempted to hide things in a body cavity, but if it's inside of my body.
Although, I must say,
oh, really?
I don't know. I don't have a hoo-ha, so I don't know how easily things would fall into that.
Well, it would.
So I can't speak from personal experience on this one.
I mean, I don't think you could just like sitting on the couch and all of a sudden the remote disappears and you look like you think it fell down between the sofa and then I was up. Oh, no, sorry, it's in the hoo-ha.
This was on. Get the Clorox wipes.
I don't think that happens very often.
But it's only 1 gram of meth in a little plastic baggie.
Yeah.
Well, maybe she sat on it and didn't know.
Plausible. Improbable, but plausible.
That would be one of the, on the Mythbusters, they couldn't say busted, but they could say.
How funny would that be to see?
Jamie, you got to come out of retirement.
Jamie, you got to come out of retirement. We're gonna put a baggie here, and I forget the other girl's name,
Carrie.
Yeah, Carrie, I need you to get naked, squat on the couch, and see if you can pick up the hoo ha. See if it gets stuck in your hoo ha.
Yeah,
busted. All right, Roland was charged with theft and narcotics possession, both felonies, and booked into the Achua Parish Jail. I said that wrong.
I wouldn't know how to say it right.
It's Ocheeta. So. Ocheeta Parish Jail. She is being held in lieu of $8,000 bond. Now, she was booked, charged with theft and narcotics possession. Mm-hmm. Now, but in Florida, if she had it while she was arrested in jail, that's introducing contraband into the jail.
Right. Apparently, it's different in Louisiana.
Louisiana.
The smoking gun had a follow-up story the next day.
I didn't say this one.
Yeah, so in what may be a United States record for currency hidden inside a body cavity, a woman had $6,233 in stolen cash inside her vagina, a.k.a. hoo-ha, when she was collared this week, according to Louisiana cops. Caught.
Collared?
They grabbed her by the collar. Yeah. Collared.
Oh, okay.
Ashley Beth Roland, 23, was the subject yesterday of a story reporting that, following her July 31st bust for allegedly stealing cash from her boyfriend, she denied ownership of methamphetamine that was lodged inside her body. A probable cause affidavit noted that a plastic baggie with meth was, quote, inside Roland's hoo-ha. The cash, the affidavit reported, was located during a consensual search of Roland's person conducted by a female correction officer.
I mean, how do you draw straws for that one? Wha-pow! Wha-pow! The gloves, and you going in,
yep.
And you go in like arm deep, and
yep. As it turns out, the cash and the meth were both inside Roland.
Oh, I didn't know the cash was in there.
Yeah, according to West Monroe Police Department officials, Roland had a large roll of cash, which was secured by a rubber band concealed inside her vagina.
So it wasn't in a baggie?
Does not say. At the center of the wad was the baggie of meth.
Oh.
So, plausible that she didn't know that the meth was in there. She did, however, know that the cash was in there.
Son of a bitch. I didn't think about that.
I didn't either. The arresting officer told TSG that the currency included 62 $100 bills, with the remaining $33 made up of tens, fives, and singles.
She didn't know there was meth in the roll. So yep. It was his meth,
mm-hmm.
But she stole the money and they got her for drugs.
Yep. So not only did she steal the money, she stole the drugs, but unaware.
But the meth was in a baggie inside the money, but the money was straight up.
Yep.
How'd she get the rubber band in her hoo-ha?
I don't know. Maybe she was...
Don't you think that would be uncomfortable?
Yeah. And I'm just thinking about whoever she spends that $100 bill to.
How big around would that...
$6,200 bills.
Yeah, it's...
That's
decent two, size. 2 to 3 inches, 2 inches around.
Yeah.
Depending on how tight you wind it.
That's what she said. While not addressed in the court affidavit, it seems like it's got a lot of give to it. It seems likely that the money recovered from inside Roland was in the same condition, rolled up and fastened with a rubber band, as when she allegedly took it off the victim's dresser while he was showering, which could explain Roland's disavowal of ownership of the meth that cops found in the core of the cash roll. Roland remains locked up in the, what'd you say it was, Ouachita?
I'm going with the Ouachita.
Ouachita Parish Jail on $8,000 bond. She has been charged with theft and narcotics possession, both felonies.
Ba-ba-ba-boom. Ba-ba-ba-boom.
So this is the first time, I think, that the not knowing what was tucked up inside your body cavity is actually plausible.
It was actually plausible.
Yeah. Just because she grabbed it off the dresser, tucked it up in there, and took off while he was in the shower. So what have you learned from this, Phil?
Don't keep your money on the nightstand.
When you don't
pick your girlfriend's better.
Yeah, when you don't trust your girlfriend, don't leave cash sitting out, and don't leave them alone with it when you're going to take a shower. When you got a, I want to say this delicately, when you got a girl who seems to have loose morals, make her take the shower with you.
That's fantastic advice, Joel. And that's our listener.
And she got loose morals. She will.
Yeah, that's our story for the week, folks. If you have a story you'd like us to cover on the Quickie Show, whether it's in your local news or a personal story of some dumbass you know, send us an email to floramenpodcast@gmail.com.
This podcast was recorded at Southern Audio Production Studios in Fort Myers, Florida, and mixed.
Don't you say it. Don't. Come up with something else. Mixed in Nevada meth. I don't care. Do not say mixed in the hoo-ha.
Mixed in the center of a wad of $100 bills.
There you go. And as always, we'll finish up tonight with the Ballad of the Florida Man. Y'all have a great week.
Florida man, might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man. He's got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. It's a mobile tiny house inside. It's Florida man, Florida man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man. A Florida man. He's a dumbass, but we love him, he's a Florida man.